Take it all, take it in, take off all the thoughts of what we've been. Take a look, hesitate, take a picture you could never recreate. Write a song, make a note.
Welcome to the Sarcastic News Show. My name is Edward Snowden. And I'm coming at you live from an airport bathroom in Moscow, Russia, folks. I can tell you, tonight's show is going to be phenomenal. And you're wondering, why is that? Why is tonight's show going to be phenomenal, Edward Snowden? Because this is the greatest thing to happen to me all week, all right? Seriously, I have three second world countries jerking me around right now, saying they, quote, want me to seek asylum with them. I feel like I'm a five-star high school football recruit right now. You know? Second world countries, they're offering me everything. Except the thing is, if I pick the wrong school, I may spend my life in a jail cell. And even if I do pick the right school, essentially, I'm going to spend my time in a jail cell. No offense, Bolivia. I love Bolivia.
Bolivia is a lovely place.
It's a great place.
It's beautiful.
Speaking of second world environments, my name is actually not Edward Snowden. I know you thought I was Edward Snowden. I'm not. I'm Justin Cross, and I'm not in a Moscow bathroom. I'm close to it. I'm at the Skid Row Studios, though, in the heart of LA's brothel district, otherwise known as the Elliot Spitzer Corridor. You guys like that? Because he was involved in a prostitution ring. You like that?
That's good.
Eh?
What do you say, huh? Yeah?
Dance, monkey. Just start throwing quarters at your feet. My name is Justin Cross, like I said, and I'm here with the Sarcastic News Crack Squad here. I got the cracks. Sitting next to me, Jake the Snake Craney.
Just so, so excited to be here. I feel like this might be one of our top 15 shows ever that we've done.
Yeah. That's two touchdowns, an extra point, plus a two-point conversion right there. It's going to be one of those. Mm-hmm. It's going to be one of those. We also, sitting right across from me, he hasn't been here in a while. We fired him, but he didn't know about it, and so he came back. Social media tycoon, Michael Lorenzo Porter.
Thanks for that intro, Justin.
We're glad to have you here. And right directly across from me, Ezzy the Rocket Hussein. And you're probably wondering, why do they call her the Rocket? It's because of her terrible addiction to crystal meth.
That's unfortunate.
That makes perfect sense.
It makes for good radio, though.
It does. And we also have a guy in the corner who we found on the corner. Richard Bravo is in the house. Dick Bravo. Hey, say something in the mic, Dick. What do you want me to say? Speak in the mic.
I'm just here to observe.
Like auditing a class right now?
That's
I'm just
he
here
said.
To observe, take some notes.
Give him another beer.
Yeah, keep drinking.
Hand him another Tecate.
Yeah. As he hands him some heroin.
I thought you said crystal meth.
Oh.
Is it both?
You're the Rocket, so nothing surprises me anymore. Actually, we call her the Rocket because of how fast she masturbates.
Where is Matt Mills with our crickets sound effect? My goodness.
What? The truth hurts?
I have to compete with how fast you are.
Zing. Zing.
They don't call me the 32nd man for nothing. When I say they, I mean me.
Oh, who's watching?
This is devolving. All right. So in the very beginning of our show, we touched on Snowden. We softly grazed Spitzer with our tongue. But the story that we are going to give an overly aggressive corkscrew finger bang to is the U.S. State Department's $600,000 expenditure to attract Facebook fans. That's right, folks. The State Department spent $600,000 to get Facebook likes. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, why would the State Department ever need to pay people to like them? I mean, they're already the coolest thing since the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, you know. And let's be honest, Kathleen Sebelius, you got nothing on the State Department's fearless leader. Isn't that
right?
It's
clear that we are living through one of the most important transformations in the history of the modern world. Some have likened the wave of protests sweeping the Middle East to the revolutions of 1848, which changed Europe's...
Yes, yes, the revolutions of 1848. All of the kids are talking about it. I sound the same while engaging in coitus. And moving on. An international news, a violent upheaval occurred in Egypt that ousted President Mohamed Morsi. Although Morsi was a highly unpopular leader backed by the faction known as the Muslim Brotherhood, some are calling the overthrow a military coup. That's only going to deepen growing civil unrest in Egypt. Weighing in on the crisis in Egypt, but not in Egypt or Washington, D.C., was guess who? This man.
It is clear that we are living through one of the most important transformations in the history of the modern world. Some have likened the wave of protests sweeping the Middle East to the revolutions of 1848, which changed Europe.
And you're probably going, where was he? Like, where was he weighing on this crisis from? Where was he? You got it, Nick? It's our next soundbite.
It's the same one. I swear to God, if it is.
Where was John Kerry during this? Wait for it. Wait for it.
He found it.
Where was he? Where was John Kerry when he weighed in on this?
Show the president and his national security team gathered in the Situation Room. Kerry didn't appear to be present, but his office said he did take part in the meeting. A CBS News producer reported Kerry was, in fact, aboard his boat in Nantucket that day. A State Department spokeswoman first called that report completely inaccurate. But then these photos emerged, followed by a new statement from the department saying, while he was briefly on his boat on Wednesday, Secretary Kerry worked around the clock all day, including participating in the president's...
That's right, Sebelius. Take that! During one of the biggest international incidents of the Obama administration, Kerry was wearing board shorts and drinking a Corona Light. So next time we get like a bird flu scare or a SARS outbreak, I want you to be mitigating the crisis while attending a jazz fest and wearing a sundress in your home state of Kansas. All right? And in other news, or I'm sorry, in other sports, as the Washington Post refers to tennis, actually, is truly they have an other sports section. And this was under it. It was Scottish-born and British-bought. Andy Murray took home the Wimbledon title. It was the first time someone from the UK has won the tournament in 77 years. Contrary to how he celebrated his first major victory at the U.S. Open, where he refrained from alcohol, this time around, Murray reportedly took three shots of Smirnoff Melon and Citrus Vodka, then kept the pain train rolling when he chased it with a Smirnoff Ice. Or, as some Brits call Smirnoff Ice, a small boy's semen. That's right.
Somebody said,
That's right.
That was pretty.
There was a good delayed reaction. And then Bravo in the corner with his arm crossed, like just judging, was like, I enjoyed the boy semen
he
joke.
He loves auditing. It was well worth it.
That was good. We had to recover after. Hey, you did, Nick. I'll give you the first two were A pluses. The last one, you flunked.
I thought you were asking for that first clip again for a third time in a row, and I had already closed the window. I was like, "Oh shit!"
Class A. Act.
That's all right. That's all right. He just got back from Humboldt, people. So
it's classic Nick. Vintage Nick.
No. That's Nick in the back. Big round of applause for Nick in the back. Working hard for us tonight. I have to say, though, to Andy Murray, real quick, lay off the sissy drinks, okay? Go to a pub, all right? You're a UK guy, okay? I know you may be Scottish, but you're a true Brit, okay? Go to a pub. Pound some Fuller's London Pride or some Moonraker or some Hobgoblin. You didn't get to be where you are by refraining from alcohol and having a good time or by spending countless hours training in a sport you've played since you were a young boy. You got to be where you are because you're a good-looking guy with a Scottish accent. All right, so go play the part, just like Prince Harry. Go round around Vegas naked, all right? And finally, what? You guys weren't laughing at my joke.
We were.
Really? Was it so well executed you were quiet?
Yeah.
We were snickering.
And we were blown away.
In awe at the brilliance.
All right. Well, and finally, in what I like to refer to, you two, are you guys passing notes back and forth? Like, seriously. Trying to get through my rundown here, baby.
Yeah.
All right. Are you guys ready? Are you, we're doing a show
yes,
here.
We're ready. Let's go.
We're go.
All right, let's do it live.
If there's one word, do it live. Fuck it. I'll write it. We'll do it live. The man assessing the show is like, slightly unprofessional.
This is the top of the game, too.
Okay, and finally, and you know what? Why the hell not news? Sarah Palin, that's right. Sarah Palin may make a run for the Senate. This is true. She said that just this past week that she may make a run for the Senate. Her family is treating this just like a national election. This is true. Todd Palin is actively doing nothing. And Crystal Palin is already planning to shame her family by getting pregnant and proving her vast knowledge of the U.S. politics, of the U.S. political system. Sarah Palin has already named her running mate, John McCain. So yeah. It should be good. I look forward to lots of entertainment on that front. Now, guys, we have a big show coming up for you. We got a comedian, Fox E. Sellers. Fox E. Sellers will be joining us, talking some politics with us. And we want you to call and win on our snap gut reaction survey question. Ezzy, what is that question tonight?
So I wanted to pose to everybody, basically, you touched on a lot of politics that are going on, and namely the soundbite of the vice president, but President Obama had the soundbite that said he guaranteed all troops would be out of Afghanistan by the end of 2014. Mm-hmm. So I want to know, do you guys think that's more likely to happen, or will Tim Tebow still be playing in the NFL by the end of 2014? Those are two very
tough.
Equally important and, you know, applicable to the
will we
United
have,
States.
All right, so our sarcastic news snap gut reaction survey question for tonight is, will we pull troops out of Afghanistan by 2014, or will Tim Tebow be playing in the NFL, in National Football League?
Which is more likely? Yeah.
Because if he's on
save
the
it.
Roster. Okay, I'll save,
save
it.
Save it.
I thought about something.
We got to go to commercial. We got sponsors, and actually, we do have a sponsor. like a real one. Yeah. We're very excited about that.
This is great.
We're gonna cut to commercial. Yeah. We'll be right back. Call us 800-893-9562. 800-893-9562. Weigh in on our snap gut reaction survey question. Will Tim Tebow be playing in the NFL, or will we pull troops out of Afghanistan by 2014? Call us back. We'll be right back on the Sarcastic News Show. And we're back. Are we back yet? Oh, we're back. We're back on the Sarcastic News Show. My name is Dennis the Menace, and I am glad to be here with you all tonight. We have a great show. The monologue, I've got to be honest, that was a damn good monologue. Wouldn't you say a good rundown?
Top 15.
But yeah.
Definitely.
Don't slight me, Snake. I was on a roll. We got a great crew. We got Ezzy, the Rocket Hussein. We got Michael Lorenzo Porter. Jake the Snake Craney. We got Richard Dick Bravo sitting in the corner with like 14 beers. Bravo, seriously. Come on, man.
Keep us together, Bravo.
Nick's in the back. He's already gotten high. Now he has the munchies. Oh, you want a beer? All right. Somebody get Nick a beer. There we go, Bravo. There we go, Bravo. Dick Bravo, everybody. Dick Bravo.
Come on.
All right. And we want you guys to call in, weigh in on our Snap Gut Reaction Survey question. From the gut, Snap Gut Reaction Survey question, which is, Ezzy?
Which is more likely to happen first? Or at least by the end of 2014, will the troops completely be out of Afghanistan, or will Tim Tebow still be playing in the NFL?
That's funnier when you say it, definitely.
I don't know. You're the one who said, make it about sports.
Well, it's just funny because I feel like you don't even know who he is.
Like, I don't even know. I'm like, is it Timothy Tebow?
Tiny Tim.
Tim Tebow went to Jake and I's high school, actually, back in Florida.
Oh, really?
True story. Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
Did you know him, or?
Yeah. We're buddies.
Did you guys pray together?
I was like, dude, drink the beer. And he's like, no, it's about God. All right, so Jake the Snake, first of all, before we get to our fun little crazy whatever you have, tell us about our new fake sponsor that we have.
Absolutely. I mean, we really, this is a kind of a controversial sponsor, so it's cool that we got him. And we'd like to, at the SN family, welcome a brand new sponsor to the show, George Zimmerman.
Apparently
the most trusted name in bullshit is actually the nickname of his legal team. So the check was accidentally sent to us, and we will gladly take it. So thank you, George Zimmerman.
Thank you, George Zimmerman, everybody.
Thanks, George.
We don't have Matt for our sound bites tonight.
I know.
We don't need him. We got actual laughter going on.
Matt,
I can do
who's
crickets.
This Matt character? I don't
know. No, yeah. He's
Matthew
316. All right, so okay. Jake the Snake, take it away.
Yeah, so we've got a little segment tonight that I'm going to call Quick Hits. Basically, we get the SN Crack Squad's reaction to three of the lighter news stories of the week. Snake stories, if you will. You know?
Okay.
I'm looking at the news. Go ahead.
We have a caller on the line. Let's go and funnel them through. So
yeah, let's get them involved. Absolutely.
Okay, let's get them involved. Who do we have on the line here? Hello, caller. You're on the line. You're on Sarcastic News. Caller?
Are they shy?
Let me see what's going on with them.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay, so it looks like the caller may be passed out. So
Happens a lot with our audience.
Yeah, they're usually. It makes for good radio, though. All right, Snake, take it away.
Okay. So, like I said, I'm going to give you three of the lighter news stories of the week. I'll get your reaction to them. So, as you know, I like to look.
Sorry, one more time, I'm going to interrupt you. We have a. Is it caller? Are you there?
It's actually Fox Sellers.
Foxy Sellers.
Nice.
Yes. Foxy Sellers, our comedian. Guest of the night, like Foxy Sellers, in the house. How are you doing, my man?
Good. Am I calling in too early? I just woke up from a slumber. You guys woke me up from my nap.
No, Chris Farley, you're just on time.
How do you know I was actually scratching my head just as you said that?
No, you're actually. This is perfect because we're gonna have you jump in on some of these questions anyway. So if I'm gonna let Jake take it away here, but we want to get your reaction on some of these. So Jake, take it away.
Okay, three news stories from the week. I'll set them up and I'll ask you guys a question. So first one, ESPN the magazine has come out with its fifth annual body issue,
yep,
where athletes pose nude to display their muscles and to tease the American public with partial nudity. This year's feature included, among others, 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick, Washington Wizards guard John Wall, U.S. beach volleyball star Kerry Walsh Jennings, and 77-year-old golf legend Gary Player. Yes, a nude 77-year-old.
Wait, really?
Wow.
Cross, really? Settle down.
I'm pouring cold Tecate on my dick right now. So.
How nude is this guy?
Oh, he is out there.
Really?
Well, no, it's ESPN the magazine, so he's not like hanging dong or anything, but you can, I mean, he's...
is that how the kids say it now?
So, here's the question. If a magazine were to come out with a nude bodies of radio type issue, number one, would you pose for it? And yes, if so, yes, what would you like your pose to be?
I'm going to do the Tebow.
Okay. You would be nude. So Michael Porter, our social media ninja, Michael Lorenzo Porter, would be Tebowing nude.
Yeah.
Okay.
In a church.
That's a good one.
That's a good photo.
Foxy, let's go to you real quick. What would you be doing?
I would totally be doing Jesus Christ. I would have my arms spread out in the total T fashion.
That's confidence right there.
You actually have to come at it with confidence, even if you don't have the confidence, because you're just like, I'm naked. Let's just bring it on.
All right. All right. Would you warm up a little bit? Would you get a chub?
I kind of always have one.
You always have. Oh,
I'm a little excited usually.
Somebody's a little cocky. Ezzy, what would you be doing? Would you be hanging well? Would you have a chub as well?
I would actually. I just Googled Heisman pose, so I think I'd do that because I could cover my nethers with my knee.
There you
Desmond
go.
Howard.
And that's I could, so I think I'd do the Heisman. I could get away with that.
Oh, that's good.
Ross, yeah? How about you?
Me, I would, ooh, that's a good one. I think I would be doing a surfer pose, actually. I think I would be doing like a surfer pose.
Like a squat, almost?
So I'm going to look like I'm taking a shit.
You go from being cool to instantly not. Yeah.
Or that, or I like the thinker. I like that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have a surprising look on your face.
That was yours? That was mine. Wait, Bravo, you would go with a thinker?
A thinker.
Really?
That's sort of like the Tebow, except your hand is—it's up here.
And yeah, I thought you'd be going with the stinker. Sorry, bad joke.
All right. News story number two.
All right.
Rapper mogul and forehead aficionado Jay-Z recently said that.
Took us a second.
Jay-Z recently said that he speaks on the phone and exchanges text messages with President Obama, saying that he's a regular guy who likes to use sports analogies. Quote, when he was getting elected the second time, he was like, hey, you know, fourth quarter, just give me the ball. And I was like, word. If you could choose one celebrity, politician, or public figure to talk or text with, ask questions, etc., who would you choose?
Ooh. Wow. Porter, I can tell you want to jump on this one.
One celebrity to talk and text with?
Like, celebrity or public figure, a politician, lawmaker, whatever.
I've got to go with Gary Busey. I mean, he's insane. I want to just know what he's thinking.
Oh, I would
time.
Love to see those text messages between you two.
I think I would want to go with Mark Wahlberg because I feel like he always just wants to beat the shit out of somebody. So like, I feel like every text message should be like, big. Mark, I had a bad day, you know, I'm pretty stressed at work, and you just be like, beat the fucker up, you know? But, Foxy, who would you go with?
I'd probably have to go with Tom Brady, just so we could get both perspectives on that.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
you could be his, like, body double, so.
I just would want to know what would I do if I was athletic.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's basically, like, you're basically Tom Brady, but not athletic.
Yeah, now I have to do it. So everything else.
No offense. Ezzy, who would you text with?
Okay, so for power, probably Oprah Winfrey. Just because she seems like she's omnipotent and she's got her, like, you know, own network now. But I'd rather probably do something like John Stamos, you know, somebody like from, you know, who wouldn't want to be chatting with Uncle Jesse. So either Oprah Winfrey or Uncle.
See, Jesse. I feel like that's going to result in that's not texting,
with
that's
sex.
Sexting.
Yeah, that's going to be sex with exactly. Uncle Jesse. So my adolescent dreams come true.
Watch her, watch that's, out.
Or Charles in Charge, one or the other.
Or me. No, that's cool.
All right, third and final news story. On Wednesday, Mark Cavendish, one of cycling's fastest sprinters, was doused with urine by a fan as he was riding in the Tour de France, giving new meaning to the term yellow jersey. Two-part question. Number one, have you, for any reason, ever been doused with or splashed with urine? And number two, let's keep this clean, Justin Gross. Mm-hmm. What is the worst substance you've ever been hit with, fell into, or covered in, etc.?
I'm going to start. Let's start with Foxy. Foxy Sellers. Give it to us. What's the worst substance?
I've never tasted or had to drink urine, but I was party to giving it to somebody. I wasn't like, you know, the orchestrator of it, but we gave a really drunk guy a cup of beer what he thought was a cup of beer, it was actually urine. Huh. Never tasted it. I think the worst thing I've ever had splashed to me is probably somebody else's vomit.
Wow. That's rough.
Right after, late on a Tuesday, so it was Taco Tuesday.
Of course.
They definitely had some sort of shrimp in it.
Was this down in Hermosa?
Some barnacles.
It was Sharkies. That broad had come out of Shark. Why else would she have gone home with me?
I hate that place.
So you gave a man a cup of urine and told him it was beer?
Yes.
Wow.
You're an asshole.
Stay on his good side, Justin.
Wow. Like, was this in your younger days?
I was at a party in high school, and I'm not the one that added it to him. I'm just the one that would, like, helped with the lie. I'm like, oh, yeah, I just had half this beer. It's great. And then the other guy gave it to him.
You also provided the piss, so let's not gloss over that.
No, it wasn't my piss.
Okay.
You're on trial right now, actually.
Yeah, seriously. Let's go with Michael Lorenzo Porter.
So the question is, have I ever pissed on someone? And have I ever...
Not necessarily pissed on someone, but I mean, just I was asked, what's the worst substance you've ever been covered in or fell into?
Oh, it's got to be vomit, and it was my own.
Well, I mean, that happens every weekend. I was looking for something new.
I've woken up, you know, pretty piss drunk a couple times and been, wondering what happened. As far as getting covered in someone else's piss or vomit, I don't think that's happened yet. And I'm going to try to...
It was a very sincere yet. It's like, oh, it's going to happen eventually.
I mean, let's just be honest here.
All right, and let's go, Ezzy.
I like how you hesitantly got to me.
I guess it'll
look weird if I just skip her. So.
Yeah. She's the last person over here.
Izzy, well, what substance have you been covered in?
I don't want to do the obvious, so, you know, it's
today?
Like...
Today?
So I'll go with semen, you know? Not in what you think. It was in a sexual encounter, and it was from more than one person. So before you put your mind in the gutter... And no, I didn't know them. So.
Oh, that's perfect.
All right. Foxy, you going to hang around?
Yeah.
I had nothing.
I have a question for you guys. Do you guys have like a lot of Japanese listeners?
Yes.
Funny you should ask.
Why? We've got a listener too from Japan. Why?
Well, the word sarcasm doesn't exist in Japanese at all. Like, they don't even understand the concept.
That's such a nitpicking thing to say. What a dick move.
No, but they do understand foot job, so we should be in good shape there.
Okay.
This show is derailing. All right, well, how about this? Foxy, if you can hang around through the break here, we're going to go do a quick break, and we're actually going to cover some a little bit more serious news topics of the week, and certainly we'd love to have you weigh in. So if you don't mind hanging around here for just another minute.
Let's do it.
Awesome. We'll be right back here. Feel free to call in 800-893-9562, 800-893-9562, and weigh in. Are we going to leave Afghanistan, or is Tim Tebow going to remain in the NFL? Which is going to happen first? We'll be right back on the Sarcastic News Show.
tunnel, blindfolded. It's where you leave your home, and I follow your steps into the future like I know what's coming.
We are back, folks. We're back live. And if you're watching us on... Nick, where can people watch us? I'm too big to know where people watch us.
www.livestream.com/Skid Row Studios.
Livestream.com/Skid Row Studios. That's like World Wide Web. .livestream.com/Skid Row Studios. You can see me. And you can see Ezzy, the Rocket... And Michael Lorenzo Porter and Jake the St. Cranny. And hopefully we don't have a camera on Richard Bravo texting over there. But are you texting about how awesome this experience is?
No. He's asking to be picked up like right now.
He sounds like my dad. Oh, I'm fine. I'm just doing it to get through it. Just to check it off my box. This is on my bucket list. Attend a radio show. Done. Oh, man. We should have somebody in studio all the time who we can just sort of rake over the coals. This is great. I haven't gone grilling tonight, so I needed a...
Is that a bad thing?
Wait, what was
who did
not
that?
Me.
Is that a bad thing?
Is that the Samuel Jackson thing? Nice. He was giving me pointers on being a poor man's Matt.
Oh, that's awesome. Good work, Bravo. And we got comedian Foxy Sellers on the line. Real quick, Foxy, where are you going to be playing at soon? Where can people come check you out?
I'm going to be at the Tap House in Huntington Beach on Tuesday. It's actually a comedy competition.
Wow. Wow, the Tap House, it's where's that again? Long Beach?
It's in Huntington Beach. Huntington. It's right off the 405.
Okay. What time's the show? When and what time's the show at?
I should know this stuff, shouldn't I?
That's okay.
No, it's not important.
Probably like 9 o'clock, I'm guessing. I don't know.
That's okay, because people are gonna go to your website or your MySpace page.
It's on there. I'm certain of it. I have my people. They're very on top of that.
MySpace.com/JustinTimberlake. No, what's your you got a website or Facebook or anything people can?
It's Facebook.com/FoxySellers.
Did you say Facebook?
I just thought you said MySpace.
Well, yeah, MySpace is coming back. Okay, so Facebook.com.
It's coming back.
Foxy Sellers. You can catch them out. Very funny.
Spell that out.
What, Facebook?
Foxy Sellers.
Fox, F-O-X-E, just the letter E, Sellers, C-E-L-L-A-R-S.
There you go.
E for Ethan.
E for Ethan?
Yeah.
Oh,
e
wow.
For elephant. I don't know why I just said that out loud, because I don't want anyone to ever call me that. So that was,
I was going to say,
dumb.
People are going to, you're going to get stalked now. all right, well, let's get back. We got the Ring of Fire coming up. Do anybody have the Ring of Fire music coming? No, we don't.
Yep, I do.
Oh,
it's getting queued up in 10 seconds.
Give it. All right.
I wanted to be liked. I don't have it.
You don't have it?
No.
That's okay. All right. That's okay. We,
I
want to
hear it.
The Ring of Fire. Well, it's just, yeah, I'll just Google Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire.
That's
our theme song. Okay. So make sure that we start the Ring of Fire, and then you play it somewhere when we shouldn't have, okay?
Deal.
Okay.
You got it, mister.
All right. Here's my first question, and I want to go ahead and start out let's start with Jake. You were kind of quiet that time. So,
Well,
you were asking the question. So, with Elliot Spitzer, I don't know if you guys caught what happened. Elliot Spitzer is now running for New York City comptroller.
My boy Spitz.
Yeah, after a prostitution scandal in New York. We've got, maybe it's a New York thing, I don't know. Anthony Weiner running for New York City mayor.
My boy Weiner.
Are sex scandals becoming a career maker for politicians? Can you get big? Is it like how Paris Hilton did her sex tape and then she got more popular?
Well, it's the question of, is any publicity good publicity? I mean, they're getting big. I mean, maybe not for the right reasons, but as you just said, they're kind of resurrecting their careers. He's running for comptroller, and by all the polls, he's probably going to win. So, I mean, you don't have to be a good guy, but if you're in the news constantly with our 24-hour news cycle,
it helps.
I mean, it does help. Who is running against him? I don't know. Do you guys?
Nope.
Nope,
exactly.
No clue.
It's comptroller. I mean, fuck.
I know.
I was the comptroller in 2005.
He went from governor to comptroller.
That's awesome.
Shit. I mean, it's like, what's he gonna, like, school board representative, you know?
PTA.
Superintendent Spitzer.
Hall monitor,
essentially.
Porter, what do you think about this?
I think, yeah, it's just a comptroller position, but... you know, he is being elected by people, you know, and that says something. You know, like,
he supposedly wants to reinvent the comptroller.
Like, people are voting him in.
No robots,
like,
people.
Real people, like, not robots, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you can be forgiven for things, because I remember when, you know, all this stuff first came out about him, it was kind of a big deal. You know,
yeah.
People were kind of shocked. His wife apparently has not left him. So I think maybe that helps him a little bit in the public image, you know, as far as them saying, well, you know, let's see what he can do. I think America is very forgiving, a forgiving place. I mean, R. Kelly's not in jail, so.
They may not even care. Because, like, you don't have to be a good guy to run whatever the hell a comptroller does.
Right. And, you know, you compare it to some of the other things going on, it's really not that big a deal.
Yeah. Let me ask you, Ezzy, when it comes to, like, this kind of situation, is it something exclusive to sex scandals, though, as opposed to other types of scandals, where it's okay, like, we have a forgiving culture only with sex scandals?
I totally agree with that. That's what I was going to say, is we're not necessarily becoming more of a forgiving culture in general, because had he done something financially underhanded or, you know, in another capacity, but sex scandals are definitely something that we forgive readily these days.
Yeah.
And the thing that's big to me is I think Clinton kind of paved the way for that. Like, I really think they're taking a page from his handbook, because when he did it, it was still a little bit of a, oh my God, he's done for. Oh my God. Yeah. And then his wife stayed with him.
Right.
I've read that handbook.
You know, yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say that. And it doesn't bug me, to be honest. I like that trend, because
cheating.
I advocate immorality. No, yeah. I think that who gives a shit what somebody does in their free time? Like, if it doesn't have anything to do with who they are on the clock, then why do we care?
Right.
Well, if he's leading you and he doesn't have a good character, or he's not a good person,
BS.
That's, Why is that BS?
Because we're living in a society where the future president right now is getting a hand job and it's going to be on YouTube. Like, everybody these days is getting videotaped.
I'm on a radio show right now. I'm not getting a hand job, okay? I don't, like, why?
No, you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
no, but I'm going to be president. I'm not getting a hand job is my point.
I'll fix that, Jake.
So, wow. No. Speaking of immorality, though, Foxy Sellers, I'd love for you to weigh in on this. Do you feel like we have a more forgiving culture when it comes to sex scandals, and is that okay? Should we be tougher on politicians?
You know, I'd like to say that we're kind of numb to it now. I wish that was the angle I could take on it, but I really feel like it's just saturation of the news, and the more people know about somebody, they're gonna, you know, elect them.
Yeah. So you feel like bad publicity is good.
Charlie Sheen was as crazy as he could be, and he was as popular as he could be at that moment. And I like how Eddie pointed out the Hillary Clinton scenario on that, because there were people that looked at her as weak for what happened. But I honestly felt that established a more powerful relationship between the two of them, and for her to stand by him, I thought that was huge, and that did pave the way for other people in politics to be having lots of sex.
Right, blackmail. It's very strong.
Yeah. Hillary 2016, right there. That's her campaign slogan. Paving the way for cheaters.
I don't know if I answered the question, but I do feel that it's part of the culture now.
Well, okay,
it's forgiving. It is.
Okay, so let me ask you about that, because if it's paving, or if you know, Clinton paved the way, and if it's part of our culture. What perpetuates that? Is that the 24-hour news networks that perpetuate that? Are they just bored? Do they have nothing else to talk about? And so,
no, because they're doing what the people want. They're giving what the people want. The news and all the media that we watch and the movies that they produce, this is what everyone wants, and all they're doing is feeding off of that. So people want to see more sex. They want to see more scandal. Why is Aaron Hernandez all over the news right now? It's because it's interesting shit.
Yeah, well, anybody who gets arrested wearing, like, orange mesh basketball shorts is an interesting person to me. So, I get that, you know? But
it's unfortunate, but it kind of seems to be the way it is.
Can we control? So, is it our fault, ultimately, because we feed off of, like, what leads, you know, or what bleeds is
it
what
bleeds,
leads.
I just like how he answered yes right away. You didn't even finish your sentence. Yes.
He knew what he was going for.
Yes, I want to cut to the chase. Yes. People are fault for everything. I mean, everyone that we, you know, point out and scrutinize in politics, these are people chose them.
Okay. I want to ask Ezzy this, okay? Do you feel like, Ezzy, that it's the new, is it, it's one of those, like, chicken or the egg questions, I feel like. You know, is it the news media sort of leading us down this path of, like, hey, this is what's on TV, watch it? Or is it our faults for wanting to receive that information?
There's literally no way to figure that out. Just because, number one, it's 24 hours a day, which is different than the 1 hour an evening parents news programs. Mm-hmm. So they have to fill that up. They have to. And so we see that over and over again. We become like the people that perpetuate it and talk to other people, but then it permeates and we start wanting it more. Mm-hmm. You get used to it being part of your daily, every single day dialogue because you saw it. And then all of a sudden, if you don't see it every day, you start questioning.
Porter, do you agree? Do you agree with her assessment there? Or do you feel like it's more of like a news leading the people, or the people saying, hey, this is what we ask for?
I don't watch the news, so.
What is this news you speak of?
What is this news? But
it's humans who are voting.
That was the best.
Not dogs. It's humans. But I think, you know, if we don't watch it and we don't give it the you know, the ratings, it's not, they'll find something else. I mean, people are going to tune in.
Yeah.
Like she said, it's impossible to figure out which is, you know, the chicken or the egg.
And I was kind of kidding around with you, but that's actually a great, like, what you just said is actually kind of brilliant in the sense that if you don't, like, that's the only way that we can get out of.
What if we all threw our televisions away? What if we didn't watch television?
Anarchy.
What would happen?
Anarchy. Lots of sex.
No, but I mean, that's true though. Like, the only way, like, it's a media, it's a business, right? They're trying to make money. So if you're not watching, if you're not tuning into that, they may change it and go for something else, right?
They'll attack some other area.
Snakey, I ain't
that sounds like something somebody educated would say, though. And the trouble is, most Americans aren't that educated. And I wish the focus was more on education and making our people smarter.
I think everyone should watch the movie Network. I think that would be great.
Social Network, you mean?
No, Network.
Huh.
Maybe you two are 1976. The epitome of what we're... No. 19... What is it?
76. All Network.
Right. Network. Check it out. They're our new fake sponsor on the Sarcastic News Show.
It's sponsored by Network.
Let me... So, on Foxy's point, though... Okay, is it that people are relatively uneducated about political topics? Or is it...
They're easily manipulated, I'll say.
But why is that? Is that because we're busy and we have, like, lawns to mow? I mean, seriously, though, is it because we have a lot of shit to do?
All
and,
this
like,
grass. I wish I could know about what's going on in the Senate. So much grass.
Speaking of grass, Nick in the back.
Hey. I was just about to pack one, too.
This is great. Oh, all right, man. Snake, you got anything to weigh in on this?
Basically, just what Evie said. they perpetuate each other. I mean, it's like... You know, they have their what bleeds leads, and they have to compete with ratings. And people, what's more entertaining, a congressional hearing or a big sex scandal?
Congressional
hearing.
Yeah.
Damn you, SN crack squad. No, it's not about the people being uneducated, per se. It's about entertainment value, and that's what they are. They're a TV show, essentially, and they're entertaining.
Foxy, I want you to close this topic out. Any more thoughts as far as, I mean, I know you think that that we're all dumb.
People need to be entertained. I mean, he kind of hit the nail on the head there. I mean, entertain the people. And but the thing is, the sex scandals, all of these different things, it's fodder for, you know, the what I called originally the uneducated.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a fantastic point.
You educate these people, and they're going to elect better people.
Okay. Okay, well, then I think we need to get cracking on that. I mean,
start tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let's get started.
I heard an interesting...
It begins with this show. We are educating the people now.
Are we?
We are really good people. We are important.
We're educating tens of people right now.
That guy in Idaho is not going to be the same after this.
I want to say this real quick before we close up the Ring of Fire tonight and close up our show for the most part. I want to get your guys' opinion here on our snap gut reaction survey question.
Yes, I've been waiting.
Which is more likely? Which is more likely? And I want to go ahead and start. We're going to close out on Foxy here. But which is more likely? The U.S. troops being out of Afghanistan or Tim Tebow still playing in the NFL by 2014? Let's go ahead. Let's start. Porter, you got the hot hand on this one.
Well, I mean, you got to look at two things. If Tebow, he's a member of the Patriots now. The AFC Championship game is usually, it's in January. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is that if the Pats make the AFC title game, which I hope they do, and I hope they win, the troops will be there longer. Mm-hmm. So I think... The one that will happen first is the troops will leave.
You think the troops will leave?
Is that right? Is that how that works?
The troops will leave to the... Sure.
Because if they win the title game and then win the Super Bowl, then the troops will still be there. They'll leave like September and he'll be cut in the summertime. So
okay.
Yeah.
So you think by next summer, Tebow's gone?
After he gets his Super Bowl ring.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go Snake Crony on that.
I think the troops will be out before, and I don't know when that's going to be, and I don't know how long that's going to take, but I think Tim Tebow will continue to be a thorn in my personal side for many, many years as a field goal placeholder. 16 years from now, he'll be like on the Vikings, like holding the field goals while they beat the Packers.
Hussein?
No.
Well...
Rocket?
Never. I definitely think that this whole football thing you guys are talking about is a fad, first of all. So
it's going on. It's going, yeah, 5 years time.
That thing is on its way out anyway. So I'm not going to even bother to like humor you with that part of it. But the troops are not going to be out by 2014. They're going to try to pull out like every good American guy has tried to do with me. But there's going to be some troops that linger.
We miss you, Sugar, and your sound effects. That could have been good.
So that's my thoughts on that. It's going to be a dead even.
So are you saying Tim Tebow is going to be like every other guy who's been with you and put it in the backside?
Or? Oh. Snap gut
and
reaction.
The show comes crashing down.
Foxy Sellers, I want to give you the last thought on that one.
Last word.
The last word. Which is more likely, the U.S. troops being out of Afghanistan by 2014 or Tim Tebow still playing in the NFL?
I find it hard to believe that the troops would be out. I mean, even if they eventually do completely leave, there's still going to be troops there. And the Tim Tebow aspect of it, I mean, he hasn't played since he lost to the Patriots as a Denver Bronco. He's only been in a backup situation. I see the Patriots grooming him as a backup. It's possible that he could be used 4 years down the road as a, you know, as a replacement to Tom Brady if they think that they could make something of him. But I don't think he's going to be a starter anytime.
Well, field goal placeholder.
I disagree. There's no way he'll be on the team next year.
Wow.
Well, he'll be cut.
You don't think so?
Nah.
You guys should fight to the death.
Guys, I was just going to say, this is a debate that I think we're just going to have to make
take
this
it offline. Take it offline.
Nobody
knows what Bill Belichick's going to do, I'll tell you that.
Well,
nobody knows what that guy's up to.
He's probably going to wear a tacky outfit on the sideline. That's my thought. Guys, we are going to have to come back to that. No doubt. That is going to be probably, I mean, it's nice because, you know, the material writes itself. That's probably our snap gut reaction question for
that. That debate could rage for years.
Until 2014, really.
Funny, anytime someone brings up Tim Tebow, there's always a disputed debate about it.
Yeah.
It's great. That's why he's great.
What would Jesus do?
What would Tim do?
Kind of like Jesus Christ. That's always
Foxy Sellers, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, man.
Definitely. If you want to catch Foxy, you could see him down in Huntington Beach next week. Check out facebook.com/FoxE, the letter E, Sellers, CELLARS. And you can see him down in Huntington Beach. He will be playing...
Tap Room.
What, Tap Room? Is that what it's called?
Nice okay. memory.
Tap House.
The Tap House.
I spoke too soon, Jake.
So close.
He's in a comedy competition, so go support him, and we will be having him back on the show very soon. Thanks a lot, Foxy.
See you, Foxy.
Stay Foxy.
Thank you.
All right, and we've got a few minutes left here on the Sarcastic News Show. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We will be right back in a moment with our final thought of the evening. We'll be right back here on the Sarcastic News Show. We're back on the Sarcastic News Show, guys. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's been a wild ride tonight. It has been a wild ride tonight on the Sarcastic News Show. Before I want to plug our fake sponsor and actually our real sponsor. We're pretty happy to plug them. But before we do that, Richard Bravo, our guest tonight, in studio guest, has been taking some photos and supporting the cause and getting drunk. And and Ezzy, you guys are going to have a quick, very quick. Both of you get one Samuel L. Jackson. It's got to be under 10 seconds, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Ezzy, you go first.
What again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. One more goddamn time.
What? Bring it.
All right, that's your thought.
All right, here we go.
Fuck no!
All right, I think Bravo wins that one. Bravo!
I'm gonna give it to
Bravo. Bravo to Dick Bravo. Well done. That was a good. That was awesome. And Jake the Snake, who's our fake sponsor for tonight?
Very exciting new sponsor. Tonight's show. I'm serious. This is a big one, guys. Tonight's show brought to you by
Uzbekistan. Uzbekistan, the least violent nation ending in Stan since 2004.
That's good. What do we got playing in the background here?
Oh, it's gone. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, that's right. I've run this thing like a serious ship. I want to give a big round of applause and thanks to Nick in the back, everybody. Nick in the back, working hard. Richard Bravo, our special guest tonight. We got Michael Lorenzo Porter, our social media guru. Clap for himself. Ezzy the Rocket Hussein. Everybody has to clap for themselves. And me. No, I'm kidding. No, Jake the Snake Craney. Jake the Snake Craney. He didn't clap for himself. Excellent.
Weak applause.
Guys, we have a new sponsor we're going to be plugging a lot in the upcoming shows. Angel City Brewing Company, downtown L.A. Angel City, great beer. I actually came to one of their openings, literally one of the first weeks that they opened here downtown L.A., and they have fantastic beer. And we're going to be holding some events for Sarcastic News and our thousands of followers that we have. And speaking of followers, you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/sarcasticnews1, or I guess it's @sarcasticnews1, as the kids say, or facebook.com/sarcasticnews1. And check out, we got daily content being pumped out by Ezzy and Jake the Snake. Occasionally, Porter sends a dick joke in there. I'm updating the feed all the time on Facebook and Twitter. So check us out on Twitter, Sarcastic News 1, Facebook /Sarcastic News 1. Check out Foxy Sellers. Very thankful for him for coming up tonight and participating. And guys, we will be back next Thursday. Next Thursday night. Actually.
No. Wednesday.
Wednesday. We are moving to Wednesdays. Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll be right here in Skid Row Studios. Guys, thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back next week. Have a good night.
See, I've been here for 28 years, pallid sweat beneath these wheels, tattooed lines beneath our skin, no surrender, my Bobby Jean.